his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning to all of Southern Iowa. This weather update is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Call 641-774-2586. Skies for your day will be mostly sunny with a high of 88. To bring it to the overnight with mostly cloudy skies with a low of 69. Bring you to a Sunday with mostly sunny skies, the high of 88.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look, dolls.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. We have crash landed on location at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, site of the Monroe County Fair. And you can find us right next to the backyard wood fire grilled pizza. And folks, I am amongst royalty this morning. Hey, we're going to meet the queen here in just a second, but this fast hour is going to be the fastest hour I think we've ever had, because we're going to be jam-packed here. It is fair week here in Monroe County, and if you're driving through, it's a must-stop. You have to take, like, Rag Bride this week, and a big congratulations to all who, and a big thank you to all who showed up to help put together Rag Bride on Thursday. What an event. 20,000 plus people that came through Albion, the historic square. And I still have not got my voice back. But we've got a fast hour. We're going to talk with state champion broadcaster Mitch Eslick is going to join us. Sigourney in a dramatic, thrilling win last night with the state championship. We're going to talk with him about the win last night, what that means to the community. And being in that moment, those very tense moments that he got to bring to all of you last night as they celebrate a championship over in Sigourney. Also going to talk with Tom Cakert and Bill Sills. Lots going on in the sports world. And yes, indeed, as you turn over this great big hill that is summer, and the State Fair and the Monroe County Fair are kind of like that last tipping hat of summer. And you can see football season is in the air. But we got to get through the fair first, and part of the fair is royalty. And I am sitting with royalty, Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, back at the KIC studios. And it is our new fair queen, the 2024 fair queen, Chloe Berkman. Chloe, first of all, congratulations, and what an honor, and you absolutely look beautiful this morning, like always.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, it's an honor. I'm so excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the process, because we always, you know, not everyone gets to be a part of the process and see it. If we do, we see it from the outside, not the sausage being made. So tell us about what it's like to go through the process of becoming Fair Queen.
Yeah, so we all went through an interview process. We applied, went through an interview. The interviews were awesome. The judges were great. The interview is just an awesome experience if you don't win anyways. But after the interviews, then we had to wait a few days till coronation, and then, you know, Miss Congeniality, runner-up, was crowned, and then the queen at the very end. So it's a little nerve-wracking because you're kind of like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? So it's just a lot of emotion and excitement.
So now you get this emotion, excitement, and the excitement builds, and then you get this realization as they put the tiara on your head, the queen's crown, that you now have a immense burden in front of you. That is not a burden. That's the one you signed up for, but an immense responsibility, because you are the face of the fair.
Yes, Jason, it's a lot. I've been at all the livestock shows so far. I got to go to the beef show in a little bit, but it's awesome. It's great to see all the young exhibitors and the exhibitors my age coming back and being in attendance of the rodeo and the mud drag and the derby tonight and supporting all of the exhibits and the exhibit building and the Clover Kids and even just the food trucks around here. It's a lot, but it's awesome.
A lot, and the work that goes into it by all these kids and the people to put their projects together. If you spend some time out here, and of course you're right in the heart of it, you have an appreciation for all the hard work that's done.
Yes, it's a lot of hard work. I have goats myself, and it's just spending all summer getting them ready and getting them just right for the fair. And even if you don't win, then you're kind of like, that's all that work, but it's a learning experience.
So tell me your favorite part so far.
My favorite part so far is being in attendance of everything. It's a lot, but it's awesome to be there all the time and see everyone and be recognized and have all the support from the community.
Do you have a favorite food stand? We have favorites, but there's something that we should maybe definitely put on our menu list.
I guess a favorite of mine would be the Mr. Taco Lemonade. I think I've had like 5 or 6 large lemonades so far in the past couple days I've been here.
Well, you're definitely going to get thirsty because you're going to be talking a lot and you're moving around a lot. You will be the busiest person at the fair. Congratulations. A great responsibility, but an honor to be that servant.
Yes, it's an honor. I love seeing everyone. I love waving at everyone, saying hello, talking with people I've never talked to before. It's just great. And people congratulating me all over the internet and in person. And even when I walk into the store, it's great.
That is Chloe Berkman, your Monroe County Fair Queen. And boy, she's absolutely sparkling. And go out and have fun. I know you got a lot of work ahead of you. She will be the busiest person out here at the fairgrounds. Chloe, congratulations. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, folks, Mitch Eastlick's going to join us here. Just Eslick is going to join us here in just a few seconds. We're going to talk about Sigourney Kyoto. The Sigourney win last night, state championship in drama that only Shakespeare could write or only Eslick could bring to us. We're going to get that here in a second. Kaylin Walker, former EBF Rocket, Iowa Hawkeye, is going to join us as well. We're going to talk about qualifying for the Olympic time trials, and he is going to join us. He's going to be here next week in Albia for all of you to meet. So we'll talk with him, Tom Caker, Bill Sills, all that and more when we come back to the Fastest Hour on all the radio. The Coach's Corner will return.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia, inviting you to our 2024 annual meeting on Monday, August 5th at CVC headquarters in Albia. From 4 to 6:30 p.m., members can drive through and receive a membership gift and a meal prepared by Cater to You Too. At 7 p.m., the meeting starts where you will hear from cooperative leaders and receive election results. Drive-through attendance prizes include various amounts of bill credits, and one grand prize of a $500 bill credit will go to a lucky winner. We also offer mail-in voting prizes, too.
Unlock big savings with Schlage Locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlage Locks available. Say big on Schlage Locks at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards. Are you ready to join a team that's revolutionizing adventure? Rambo Bikes in Centerville is looking for full-time Monday through Friday warehouse associates to join their growing team. They need passionate, hardworking individuals to help deliver top-notch electric bikes built for the wild. At Rambo Bikes, you'll enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a dynamic work environment. Visit RamboBikes.com or stop by their Centerville location and apply today. Rambo Bikes, taking you places you've never been.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
State champions, Sigourney Savages, 3-2 win last night over the Blue Devils from Martinsdale St. Mary's, and what a thrilling victory that we all got to witness. Mitch joining us on the phone lines. I'm sure he's a completely exhausted, both physically and mentally. Mitch, the drama that you walked through last night and the intenseness that a state championship brings. And then you write the storyline the way that it was written, and, buddy, you can't help but leave completely exhausted.
Oh, it was a heck of a week, Jason. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, it started Monday in Carroll with the boys, and then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, a couple late nights of softball. We drew that late window all week long, and some rain slowed us down a little bit on Wednesday. I think we didn't start that semi until about 9:30 on Wednesday night, and then, last night, just, I mean, shoot, you know, I talked to some people after the game. I said, you know, Hollywood probably had rejected that script for saying it was too unbelievable, you know, just, you know, the way that it came down, didn't get a hit from, you know, the top of the first inning all the way to the top of the seventh, and then you rally and score two runs. And, yeah, just, you know, I'm sure the girls are still, their feet haven't hit the ground yet. They're still exhausted, or they're still riding high. But, yeah, they'll crash down some point here this weekend and be pretty darn appreciative of what they did. And I know our community really showed up in a big way last night in Fort Dodge and supported them, and just a really special night to get to be a part of it in a small way was incredible.
We're talking with Mitch Eslick, the voice of the Savages. Last night, thrilling win, 3-2. Mitch, let's relive some of those big moments for everyone, maybe those who didn't get it. And in the moment, sometimes it's hard to take it all in, but we're going to play this clip here. Here we are in the seventh inning, and here is the voice of Miss Eslick.
Pitch on the way to Finneran. Swings and knocks it out into right. It's going to get down. Sigourney's going to tie it. They're going to wave Smallwood. She's going to score. The Savages have a one-run lead. Oh, my. Ava Finneran has delivered.
That is the voice of Miss Eslick. Mitch, run us through that. Set that up, and you can hear in your voice. And, you know, we're supposed to be somewhat non-biased, but there is absolutely no way when you bleed the colors of your school and your kids, and you cannot have the passion and emotion. But run us through that moment and the passion and the drama that you were going through.
Yeah, you know, I said that last night. Being impartial, being unbiased member of the media was not something I was able to keep in check very well last night, especially late in that game. You know, I got a chance to coach, you know, all three of those girls that were on base and track just, you know, these last 3 or 4 years. And just, I know how good of kids they are and how hard they've worked. And so to see them to get to pay that off was incredible. And yeah, the situation was, you know, we were down 2-1 to go into a seventh inning, and the pitcher from Martinsdale St. Mary's had a phenomenal game. She was, you know, untouchable in the middle of the game. We had, you know, we only had one hit going into the seventh, and then, you know, Carly Goodwin got us started with a single to lead it off. But then, the German girl came back and struck out back-to-back girls, went through our three and four hit, or our four and five hitters, and struck them both out. And, you know, it looked pretty bleak at that point. And then Amaya Smallwood, you know, laid a bunt down, and pitcher kind of bobbled it a little bit, and she beat it by about half a step and just barely stayed alive. And then, you know, senior Ava Finneran, who, you know, she just such a team kid, you know, started the year at third base, you know, didn't work out great there, put her back to the outfield. Her and Amaya both kind of shared time last year where they were both in and out of the lineup, and they both just kept their heads down and just worked and worked and worked, and now their senior year they got a chance, and they both made, you know, huge, you know, contributions late, and, you know, Ava came up, and I don't know if she had hit the whole state tournament, to be honest with you. You know, she came up and she was confident and she really, you know, roped that ball into the right center field gap. And, you know, Carly scored easy and, you know, Coach Striegel sent Amaya and she beat it by a little ways. And, it was just, you know, total shock, you know, really that, you know, looked like it was a sure loss. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, we got a pretty good chance to win this thing. And you still got to get those last three out, which aren't
Absolutely.
Three outs aren't easy. But when you got Carly on the circle, it's a little bit easier. So she got them done.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. We have here in Southern Iowa have witnessed the opposite spectrum of what you witnessed last night in the championship. We've had the Chargers with the big lead and see that taken away. We've seen the Rockets the same way, heartbreaking losses. But here you are in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it comes down to this final out.
Living and dying on every pitch here is everyone in Fort Dodge. That's popped up! On the infield, Goodwin's going to call it. Synchrony Savages win the state title. The Savages are your state champions. The pop-up to Goodwin, and Synchrony wins it all.
The voice of Mitch Eslick. Mitch, Synchrony wins it all.
You know, and it wasn't easy in that last inning. They got the first two on. For the top of their order, and they had some really good hitters at the top of their order. And, this team, and you said it, you know, that's kind of the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat this time of year. It is heartbreaking. You know, I was right there for that EBF loss on Wednesday night. That was right before our game on the same field, and they completely dominated that game, and you give up three runs in the last inning. And I listened to a little bit of the Sheraton game on Thunder Country on Thursday, and same thing, you know, they were complete control. And You do feel for those Martinsdale girls. You know, they've 2 years in a row to lose in the state title game and to lose in that fashion. And yeah, it's just, you know, when it goes your way, you know, like it did last night, it's incredible. But you do feel for those kids on all those teams that came up a little bit short, because that's just crushing when you work that hard and get that close. But yeah, it went our way last night, and it was a total team win. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we've talked so much about, you know, Carly all year, Gatorade Player of the Year, you know, a Division I, you know, prospect player. And, you know, but really everyone on our team had a moment at some point in the state tournament. And it was Ava last night who had the big one. And, you know, Aaron Dawson had a couple of big hits the night before. Josephine had a home run, more. And so it was one of those, you know, one person in a sport like softball can't win a state title. And Carly obviously did a lot of the heavy lifting, but it was a total team effort, and just really happy for Coach Striegel and all the time and effort she's put in as well, and to pay it off last night. And it was a pretty special night for our whole community, because there was a huge crowd there, and I don't think anyone wanted to leave Fort Dodge last night. They just wanted to celebrate.
State champion Synchrony, and the voice that brought it all to you. All of you, Mitch Eslick, and Mitch, now take a quick rest, because we're going to be talking football very, very soon, buddy. But congratulations. Great call by you, and go celebrate.
I appreciate that, Jason. Thank you. Yeah, I saw 5 weeks from yesterday. We'll be in the trenches of football. Looking forward to it. It'll be here before we know it.
Just has a beautiful ring to it. State champion Synchrony, the Savages, in a thriller last night, and you got to hear it right here, and the voice that brought it to you, Mitch Eslick. We're going to take a timeout. Come right back. All right, folks, so we're going to meet an Olympic time trial qualifier. Former Rocket, Hawkeye. Kalen Walker is going to stop by here this morning, and he's going to be in town this week. We're going to talk about your opportunity to come and meet him.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Summer is here, and at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
At Orrick Ford Lincoln, we're not just about selling cars. We're really all about taking care of you. That's why we offer a lifetime powertrain warranty on most new and used vehicles that are six model years and newer on our lot. This lifetime warranty covers engine, transmission, and drive axle. And lifetime means lifetime. As long as you own the vehicle, it's covered. Some exclusions and terms do apply. See dealer for details. Our lifetime powertrain warranty is one more way that at Orrick Ford Lincoln in Pella, we're taking care of you.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner, and we're going to jump on the phone lines and catch up with Kalen Walker, former EBF Rocket, former Indian Hills Community College Warrior, and a Iowa Hawkeye, and a now Olympic time trial qualifier. Kalen, buddy man, you have been very, very busy, and I'm certain that watching the Olympics this summer has a whole new definition and meaning to it, but... buddy, you've been able to dance on some of the biggest stages in the entire world.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I've had a lot of fun with it, so it's been great.
Well, you're going to have a chance to come to Albion. I don't want to steal all the show because I wanted to let everyone know you're coming to town, a chance to meet you and a chance to hear your story, which I think is beyond fascinating. Tell us a little bit about what your plans are for this week and a chance maybe for people to come out and meet you in person and get to meet a Olympic qualifier, time qualifier.
So Wednesday, July 30th, 7 p.m., I'll be in Albia at the King Opera House and pretty much be like, tell my story a little bit, like talk about my journey, how I do things, how I live my life. If anybody has questions about like my diet or like my workouts or anything, you know, that's a good opportunity for you guys to ask if you guys are interested in that or any questions at all. And then, you know, it's just kind of an opportunity to meet everybody and just kind of get everybody together and just have a good time. So I'm really excited for it.
Again, I don't want to steal the show, Kalen, because I'm looking forward for everybody to come out in person and meet you and hear that story firsthand. But I do have to ask you, what was that like being in that moment, the Olympic time trials? You know, you're amongst the very fastest in the world. That very fact tells us that you're amongst the very fastest in the world, and there was so much on the line. Run us through maybe those moments and the feelings that you had being in that environment. Maybe give us a description of what that looked like and felt like.
It was very exciting. I felt really like a lot of butterflies. I don't know if it was just me being so excited about it or what. But, it was really fun. I got to run against the best in the world, and I met a lot of really cool people. I met a lot of, like, pro coaches and agents and, for like those bigger athletes that like the household names or whatever you want to call them. But that was really cool to meet them. I actually was coming off an injury for like 6 weeks. I was coming off a hamstring tear, so I had only ran one time leading up to the Olympic trials. So I was really nervous for that too. I didn't feel very prepared. So, but it went well. I was healthy, and it was really fun. It went just about as well as I thought it would go. So, Yeah, it was fun.
You've got school records in the 60 meters. Caitlin, watching you, you were and I knew you went through the injuries. We talked about that before, and you were not going to make any excuses, but overcoming obstacles has been a part of your story forever. And I think that's one of the things that I'm most looking forward to hearing from you on Wednesday night is, you're going to talk about diet and how you got faster, but really it's how you've dealt with adversity and overcoming it, going into the time trials.
Yeah, that's a lot to do with it. And I think that's a lot to do with my success, too, is just learning from my mistakes, figuring out what works, figuring out what went wrong, and how to fix it. And I think that's a big thing that I'm going to talk about on Wednesday, and I'm excited to kind of get into that a little bit deeper. But yeah, it's a big part of the journey, and the injuries are all part of, track, and even with anything in your life, you're going to have obstacles and hurdles to go through and hoops to jump through, and you just have to figure out how to get around it, what goes wrong, and then how to fix it. So,
well, absolutely watching you compete, you can see that, man, you were electrifying, no doubt about it. And knowing that you went through those injuries, I knew you had a lot to overcome to even be there, but in those moments. But, man, I'm going to tell you right away, it was obvious that you've been gifted in the 60. You were as fast as anybody coming out in that 60 all week.
Yeah, I think my physical capabilities, I think I'm just as fast as anybody in the country. I think I'm stronger, per body weight than anybody in the world. I think that my starts up there with the best in the world, too. I think, with the injuries and stuff, and I think at some point, 2 + 2 is always going to equal 4. If I don't have the training and preparation, I'm not going to be able to hang with those guys for an extended period of time. But, in the 60, I don't have to. So I think that really lined up for me this year really well. But hopefully going forward, I'll be able to have the training to go into that 100 and really hammer home that last 30.
Well, again, I'm excited, Caitlin, to get you to come back home get people the chance to meet you in person. Let's let everyone, again, be reminded of how they can do that and when it's all going to take place.
So it's going to take place Wednesday, July 30th at 7 p.m. at the King Opera House. So really excited to see everybody.
Cannot wait. To look forward to seeing you then. Caitlin, we'll be there to stop by and say hello. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of picture opportunities and a chance for the young people to come out get to meet somebody who can show them by his own demonstration how to overcome and be one of the fastest guys in the entire, I didn't say country, didn't say state, I mean world. Congratulations, Caitlin. We'll look forward to meeting you and seeing you on Wednesday night.
Yep, I'll see you there.
That is a very fast Caitlin Walker, folks. A truly thrilling story. When you get to meet him in person, I think you're going to be blown away by his genuineness. Small town kid, rose to the very top, one of the fastest guys in the entire world. Rumor has it maybe the Winter Olympics are going to open up a 60 meters. I'm going to tell you, I don't think there's anybody in the world that's any faster than Caitlin Walker in the 60 meters. And he showed that. If you watch the time trials, you'll see that he was out of the block as fast as anybody in the entire world. Going to talk with him on Wednesday night. After a quick timeout, we're going to come back and talk with Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. We're going to talk about lots of changes that are going on in the world of athletics and the NCAA expansion of the scholarships. We'll talk about the Big Ten Media Days. And then all you Cyclone fans, Bill Steele's going to join us here in a little bit as we continue this fastest hour that is the Coach's Corner.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia, inviting you to our 2024 annual meeting on Monday, August 5th at CVC headquarters in Albia. From 4 to 6:30 p.m., members can drive through and receive a membership gift and a meal prepared by Cater to You Too. At 7 p.m., the meeting starts where you will hear from cooperative leaders and receive election results. Drive-through attendance prizes include various amounts of bill credits, and one grand prize of a $500 bill credit will go to a lucky winner. We also offer mail-in voting prizes, too.
Unlock big savings with Schlag Locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlag Locks available. Say big on Schlag Locks at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Out here at the Monroe County Fairgrounds, we met the Queen. Boy, the busiest person out here at the fairgrounds. I know Joe Millie just got us on Albia.tv. You can watch everything that's going on live in the ring. And the cattle show right now. And then tonight, the Demolition Derby. Chad Lathrop will join me here in a little bit. We'll talk about tonight's events. And, boy, it's absolutely a great celebration of community. And if you're driving through, maybe you've never been to a small town, a small community fair, I would encourage you to stop out. You'll be blown away. And tonight, the if you're down at the lake right now looking for some entertainment tonight, well, why would you not just drive a really quick drive north up to the beautiful historic Albia Square, drive right through it, and head out to the fairgrounds, and you'll be a part of what it's like to be here in Southern Iowa. And the Demolition Derby going on tonight. $10,000 purse going to be given out. Hey, Cyclone fans, Bill Sills is going to join us here in a few moments. Tom Caker will stop by here just after this quick timeout. When we come back, we're live at the Monroe County Fair, and you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Are you ready to join a team that's revolutionizing adventure? Rambo Bikes in Centerville is looking for full-time Monday through Friday warehouse associates to join their growing team. They need passionate, hard-working individuals to help deliver top-notch electric bikes built for the wild. At Rambo Bikes, you'll enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a dynamic work environment. Visit RamboBikes.com or stop by their Centerville location and apply today. Rambo Bikes, taking you places you've never been.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back in. All right, you Hawkeye junkies, time to get your fix. Dr. Feelgood, Tom Caker joining us. And Tom, you know, summer used to be a time of a vacation for us who are media driven on the sports world. The things would get a little lazy during the summer, but not so much anymore, buddy. You're coming off of Big Ten media days, and then and just another change to the NCAA, the House versus NCAA settlement has taken place. Can you at least make some sense of all of this and break it down for us?
Yeah, and it's not like it's an immediate thing, so it probably won't, the House stuff won't take until next year the earliest, and you know it's going to be a massive change. There'll be payments to student athletes back to 2019. There'll be also payments to current student athletes, and the scholarship numbers are increasing potentially. You don't have to do it, but you know, like football, it's at 85 scholarships, and it's more than likely that everybody at the Power 5 level or Power 4 level, particularly the Power 2 level, the Big Ten and SEC, is going to go to 105. So you don't know what other places will do, but that's kind of the feeling. You know, basketball, men's basketball got added two more scholarships now. Will they use them? I don't know. So many unknowns right now. And the other thing is, if you add scholarships on the men's side,
you're going to have to equal that out on the women's side for due to Title IX. So, you know, women's wrestling, is Clarissa Chun going to get up to 30 scholarship athletes now? Probably. You know, you got to give them to somebody. So, and I wonder, the other impact that this is going to have is I think you're going to see some men's sports cut. So there's a lot of places around the country that have wrestling programs, but they don't, you know, they're not super serious wrestling programs like an Iowa or Penn State or Oak State kind of program. I wonder if wrestling kind of drifts towards like men's gymnastics eventually, where there's just, you know, two dozen schools that are competing at the NCAA level from a scholarship standpoint. And if that's the case, then, you know, that's disappointing, but that's going to be kind of the reality. And then you might see on the other side of things, because you have to create some women's scholarships, will there be some growth in women's wrestling? I think that's certainly possible as well.
Well, I think Iowa has the answer for that, because they are going to have some parity there between the programs. You know, they already have a very strong women's wrestling program. But, Tom, I don't know. There's not been many things recently that I think have expanded parity in these, you know, amongst the haves and the have-nots. I don't think this brings any parity to it. I think this will expand those who have money and probably, for that matter, eliminate, as you said. I don't know how good this is, like the NIL and the open portal have been for college athletics.
Yeah. Couple thoughts there. Lots of them. But it's not healthy. It's just not. I mean, what's the number one issue, or probably one of the number one complaints about college sports today? The portal. Well, people like it. Well, people think that's a good way to acquire talent. If you're given 105 scholarships out, there are going to be kids that just say, you know, hey, I'm going to go to Michigan or Ohio State. They're offering me a scholarship. And they'll go there for a year or two and realize they're never going to play. And then they're going to bounce. And they're going to go to a different place. And that's just, I used, like, the example of, like, a Kayvon Merriweather a few years back. You know, Kayvon was from Ann Arbor. More than likely, if Michigan has 105 scholarships to offer, I bet you that they would offer. Then he's there instead of being at Iowa and developing. He may not play a whole lot at Michigan, but he doesn't get to become an NFL player. I mean, that may be what we look at here.
Yeah, I think we are. We don't have enough conversation. I know you've talked about it quite a bit. And by the way, HawkeyeReport.com, and get out there and check out all of Tom's work and listen to his podcast, because it's as informative as you're going to get and in depth. And you did a great job of breaking down as quick as you can. Tom, give us the highlights from Big Ten Media Days, and now on an extra day and the expansion of this the Big Ten. Let's start with what's going on with Iowa. What was your biggest takeaways from Media Day there?
Quiet confidence in the offense from Kirk, particularly the offensive line. I got the sense he feels really good about that group. I get the sense that he feels like the offense is going to be pretty good. I get the sense that he feels like we didn't see Cade McNamara, even when he was, quote-unquote, air quotes, healthy. You know, I think he sneaky feels this team's pretty good. So, they've got to develop some depth. That was one of the other themes that came up, is up front on defense, in particular, they've got a starting four. You got Max Llewellyn. You got Pittman, who was, you know, okay last year. I thought Llewellyn was pretty good. But you don't have a lot of depth there. And you gotta probably, I think he wants to get to 7 or 8. Right now, they're probably a 5.5. So you got to find some depth there. And he wants to develop more depth along the offensive line. And I think that's going to be important, too. But it's got the 7 deep that I think he feels really good about, but I think he wants to go to 9-10 deep at this point.
Well, your fearless forecast that is released on the 4th of July, any changes to that forecast, or you're still rubbing the crystal ball and seeing it the same way?
Yeah, I'm still the same. I'll tell you, buy stock in John Nestor, buy stock in Kamari Moulton. Those are two guys. And the Jet, you look at the depth chart, and I've been singing both their praises for a while, so... People listen to me.
Yeah, if you've been listening to Tom Caker, this is not new news. Tom, buddy, man, this hour goes by too dang quick, and there was so much thrown at us. How can people get their fix? There's so many storylines being written, and you're. I used to think you used a typewriter, and certainly you know how to run a keyboard, but throw away the pen and the ink. You better be writing in pencil because things are changing that fast.
They are. It's just going to be... You know, it's just going to be changing and changing and changing. And, you know, but for Iowa this season, you just start with that defense. And boy, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And on paper. But they've got to go out and perform. And they got to develop some depth up front. If that depth isn't there, and like Jay Higgins said, if guards are coming at him and getting to him, Jay Higgins isn't going to be making 171 tackles.
Nah, he's
only picking himself up off the ground. So
it's all up front, and that's where I was. It really, over the years, that's where I was made hay on both sides of the field and both sides of the football. It's the offensive and defensive line. Tom, thanks for stopping by, buddy, and where can they catch you?
Stop by HawkeyeReport.com and give us a look and give us a listen to our podcast. You can get that anywhere you get podcasts. So give us a read, give us a listen. We've got plenty of content.
Absolutely. It's Dr. Feelgood himself, Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com. A quick timeout. We'll come right back. The fastest hour on all radio. Flying right by.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Here. And at Community First Credit Union, we have to ask, have you thought about where you'd like to be next summer? Would you like to be in a new house, new vehicle, enjoying retirement? We have a hot deal to help. With a minimum of $1,000, get a 13-month certificate account at 5.15% annual percentage yield. And start building your savings this summer to be prepared for next. Get details and apply online today at c1stcu.com. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back in to the Fast Hour on All Radio, the Coach's Corner. All right, Cyclone fans, it's time to get your fix. Dr. Feelgood, Bill Sills, my good buddy's on the phone line with us. Bill, there is no rest for the wicked, you guys. Oh, the media has just been... I was just talking to Tom Caker. You know, the summer used to be a time where you can get a little rest, maybe a little vacation. Not so much anymore, buddy. You're coming off of media days, and then, oh, the House ruling, as we just spoke about a few moments ago. This climate that's ever-changing, as much as people talk about the weather and the climate change, man, the climate around NCAA is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it really is, Jason. I appreciate you having me on. But, yeah, I mean, any more getting away or a vacation was 4 days in Vegas to cover Big 12 media days. So that was the extent to which I got away this summer. And, you know, we're right back into it. The 31st here, next Wednesday is when camp starts for football. So, you know, we're marching ahead to that. And then, as you mentioned, the House ruling, the scholarship limits, I don't think that's going to be something that is a net positive for Iowa State. With I had a conversation with Jamie Pollard, a nice two-piece series that I had on the site last week, and just kind of all the struggles and you know, the things that he's dealing with. And then the scholarship ruling, the limits ruling, that came out like a day after I talked to him. So, you know, add another thing that he gets to navigate through.
Bill, I think, you know, this is going to continue to change. I don't think and this is the difficult part, because the institution, the coaches are trying to come up with a plan how to handle the moment, but they know that this moment is going to change rapidly, and you really have no idea how to prepare for what's in front of you, because it's that changing. And I don't think this would be the great time to be an AD in the NCAA.
No, and especially, you know, AD at if you're the AD of Georgia, you're the AD of Oregon, you're the AD of Ohio State, Michigan, you know, USC, I don't think this is probably something that they're really embracing. But you know, at Iowa State, with the 85 scholarship limit already, and then now you're bumping that up, what, another 20. That's something else that you have to fund. But then also you have to look at the transfer portal too, and the unlimited free agency that we've got right now. Are these teams going to legitimately get to 105 scholarships? And every offseason you're going to run into, well, now you've got, if you're some of the bigger schools, you've got going into a season like a legitimate, like four deep of scholarship guys. Well, how many are you going to lose to the transfer portal that are number three or number four, because now you've got 20 more scholarships to spend? So I think the revolving door of college athletics is just going to be even more so now that you've got more mouths to feed via this, you know, the scholarship limit increase.
We're talking about Bill Seals, CycloneReport.com. Bill, let's go back to media days and your takeaway from the media days and your thoughts going into the season, which, by the way, it begins next week.
Yeah, it was nice to get out there to Vegas for a few days for Big 12 media days, and caught up with Matt Campbell off to the side, and then he spoke at the main podium, the part that was televised. So it was he talked a little bit about the defense. So it was one thing that I really kind of pulled away from that, and maybe how they're going to play a little more four-man front. Put together a little piece on my site about that, and that is kind of an interesting move. You know, it might be something where it's kind of overblown a little bit, and they get into the season and they're still running, you know, a lot of that 3-3-5 alignment, but They've got depth there on the defensive line this year. I think a lot more experience than they had a year ago. J.R. Singleton, Dominique Orange, you put those two out on the field at the same time in the middle, and you've got great depth at defensive end. I think you've got to showcase it. Dominique Orange, I think he's ready maybe to take it to another level as well and play a lot more snaps alongside Singleton. So that was kind of one of the big things that I pulled away from the Big 12 Media Day segment. And, you know, Matt talked a lot about, I think the wide receiver is going to be a position that they've got a lot of depth returning, obviously, with Higgins and Noel, and then you add a couple via the transfer ranks, and that's going to be an interesting position as well. And the offensive line, you know, that's always something this time of year people love to talk about. That was a topic of discussion out there. You know, Jared Hufford's moved inside from guard to center. So you've added a couple of transfers there. I think Jalen Travis is one that's going to start from day one. I get the idea that he really came in. He kind of sounded like he got nicked up just a little bit when he arrived in Ames there shortly thereafter, but now he's full go, and he is a specimen. I saw him up there at the camps that they have in June for the high school kids, and he was up there helping out a little bit. So he is, I tell you, you had got a couple of bookends with him and Tyler Miller, the guys that look like power four offensive tackles.
Well, buddy, you have a lot of optimism to bring those Cyclone junkies. I'm going to tell you, with everything that's being talked about in the women's and men's basketball, the wrestling is ascending, and football with the great expectations. Cyclone fans are going to be able to get their fix, and how do they get that so that, you know, we want to take care of the smartest listening audience in America.
Yeah. Hop on CycloneReport.com. It's the Iowa State site on the Rivals network of team sites. And it's gone through a refresh too, Jason. I wasn't sure, you probably had noticed that, and maybe on the Iowa site as well on Rivals. But facelift, getting us into the next century here, I guess, if you will. A nice new look, so you'll be drawn into that, and then you can certainly get on there, sign up for a monthly membership. Or if you want to go for a year, you get a little bit of savings on each month if you want to go up front and go for the year. So, as you mentioned at the start, I'd suggest the annual, Jason, with the year-round college football or college sports landscape right now, there's always something happening.
Now, you, as a fan, there's no days off. You think that the football team doesn't need a day off, neither does the fans, and I know that you're not getting any bills. So, and we'll look forward to it, man. I can't wait to connect with you more this fall. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's, of course, the home of the Cyclones right here in 96.7 KISC.
I appreciate you having me.
That is Bill Seals. We'll take a quick timeout. We're going to come back and wrap things up here from the Earl County Fairgrounds. We're going to talk a little demo derby time. That's right. What you do here in the heartland of America? Americana. Nothing more American than crashing two vehicles together. We're going to find out Chad Latham's going to join us.
At Ulrich Ford Lincoln, we're not just about selling cars. We're really all about taking care of you. That's why we offer a lifetime powertrain warranty on most new and used vehicles that are six model years and newer on our lot. This lifetime warranty covers engine, transmission, and drive axle. And lifetime means lifetime. As long as you own the vehicle, it's covered. Some exclusions and terms do apply. See dealer for details. Our lifetime powertrain warranty is one more way that at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella, we're taking care of you.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
To the Coach's Corner, fastest hour on all radio, just about to be in the books. But we cannot dance off of this show until we talk about the main event. And Chad Lathrop's here to talk about. Chad, you know, it's kind of a passing tradition. If you grew up in a small town, you got to go to the fair. And then if you have a fair in a small town, you better have a demo derby.
Yeah, the demo derby
is. Did your mic off? I got your mic off. Yes, I. No, I don't. Well, maybe got the different. Oh, Millie's came in here and switched mics on me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that is Joe's fault. At least we're going to blame it on Joe. There we go.
There we go.
That's a little better.
No, the demo derby has always been a big tradition around Albia. It brings in a big crowd for us. It's pretty exciting. We really up the purse and stuff the last couple of years, so that's really drawn a lot more cars in, and we've got a lot of new prizes this year, too, so... We're hoping the attraction is big tonight and hoping to have a fun night.
You know, it's kind of like a tease to football because it's a lot like football. As a matter of fact, that's what we need to do. Spice us up. We get a giant inflatable football and whatever vehicle's got the football on it, you got to go tackle. But, you know, nothing's more Americana, small town, than two cars colliding in a ring.
No, I tell you, one of my best memories was helping Coach Huber actually build a demo car, and I think we lasted one or two hits. I was responsible for welding the bumper, and he took one hit, and the bumper blew off. So, I tell you what, I'll never forget that memory, though. Coach Huber, he did a good job for that 30 seconds he was in there.
Oh, it's a ton of fun. Hey, being out here at the fair, you know, you're a kid that grew up on the farm and a kid grew up around the fair. It really is a showcase of the hard work all these kids put together.
Yeah, this fair's been good. It's hopefully keep growing. We've got a lot of community support. The kids have got a lot of animals out here. They've worked hard all year on, trying to make a lot of new improvements out here for everybody, and you know, just keep getting that younger crowd to where they have something for the future for a long time, you know.
Well, the future looks in good hands, and the demolition derby going to be in good hands tonight. You'll have your crew out here getting it all prepped up. You kind of like moving things around. You started that with football. Now you use that big equipment. Your family, you kind of like moving stuff around.
Yeah, my dad and brother and stuff, we've always built the track, and it takes a lot of work. It's about like everything else around here. It just takes a lot of work, but we enjoy doing it, and you know, we're thankful that we can give back and hopefully provide a good night for us tonight.
I was just wondering, did this often, wondering who could push the other around more, from your perspective, is it dad or brother? Those two collide. I wonder what kind of impact that sounds like.
I don't know. I'd say it'd be a big old standoff, but I always say, tell everybody, we work best about 100 miles apart,
That's a lot of dirt to push to get together, right?
That's right.
What time's the thing start tonight?
So we're starting at 7:30 tonight. I just want to push that we do have a lot more prizes this year. We're doing
a big old purse, man. That's a
couple, paint scheme prize, the best donut award, some hard charger stuff. We're going to
play. Wait a second. You got a donut award?
Yeah, we're... Yeah, not eating donuts, Jason. It's more
you had me a donut.
It's we're gonna just pull some cars up in there and see who can make the most noise and do a better donut and see who wins that one. So just stuff to spice it up a little, get something different.
Yeah, I do. Could we put Huber? Now he's scooting around now and he's with his leg, but. I think we're on something. We're on to something, I should say. Maybe we are on something. I don't know. Maybe the fumes from the generator that Millage put in this. Good idea to put a generator indoors, Millage. Great idea. Carbon and nothing. But maybe put Huber in the middle of the ring, like when they used to the Ring of Fire. But give him a football, and then everybody's got to run into the guy with the football. I love that.
We had big plans for him at the rodeo. We're going to have him milk a wild cow or something, and he came up and said his foot was broke, so we couldn't beat on him this year. We need to do something.
Don't feel sorry for him, Chad. Chad Lathrop, a lot of fun tonight. Can't wait. It is a passing of rights. If you are going to grow up in a small town, you got to go watch a couple of cars collide.
You got to be at the Derby. It's one of the biggest events of the year, so thank you, Jason.
Expanding the purse, expanding the different ways to win awards, but more importantly, just different ways to have some fun on a Saturday night here in the Heartland. Hey, the fastest hour is in the books. You've been listening to Coach Corn. Don't forget, Wednesday night, Kalen Walker will be at the King Opera House. Come out, meet him, and hear his story, and get out here to the fairgrounds. Meet the Queen. Stop by and say hello to Chad, and get to the Demolition Derby. You've been listening to Coach Corn, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
You're at home.